I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The U.S. today urged the Egyptian military to free Mohamed Morsi. Egypt's first democratically elected president was detained after he was ousted by a coup 9 days ago. Several leaders of the Muslim Brotherhood have also been arrested by the military. The U.S. is calling for an end to those detentions as well. Meanwhile, there were large street protests in Cairo today by both supporters and opponents of Morsi. Mona Al-Kazez is a Muslim Brotherhood spokesperson in Britain. Her own brother was an advisor to President Morsi and is one of those arrested. We asked Mona Al-Kazez earlier about the demonstrations today.
I don't see it as two camps. I see that there's one camp demonstrating today not only for President Morsi to be back, but getting the democratic institution back that was taken away by the military. This is what I see coming. I see peaceful protesters going out with their families, with their children, young people, young men. They're being searched before joining the demonstration, just to make sure there will be no weapons allowed and no violence in any form would be allowed at all in any of the demonstrations.
Let me ask you, as a speaker for the Muslim Brotherhood, the new interim government in Egypt has offered the Freedom and Justice Party, which is aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood, a role in the new government, a ministerial post. Why wouldn't you accept that?
So what happened is a military coup. No one can describe it in any other way. The military stepped in to oust a democratically elected president, which is a military coup according to every textbook you can look into. What's happening is against the constitution, and this constitution was democratically chosen by the Egyptian people. 64% of the Egyptian people chose this constitution. We need to go through democracy. We don't want the military anyway, in any form, in the political life in Egypt. This is one point. Another point, they ask us to be included in the government. But what they did is that they put the leader of the Freedom and Justice Party, which is the political arm of the Muslim Brotherhood, they imprisoned him less than an hour after the military coup was announced. So I don't know what kind of inclusiveness they're calling for, to be honest.
Now, you call this a coup because, as you say, it's kind of a textbook definition of a coup. The army contravened the constitution and deposed the president. But many who were protesting, many of those millions of people who were protesting in the streets of Cairo and Alexandria, felt the rights of religious minorities and women were overlooked precisely in that constitution that the party of the Muslim Brotherhood brought through. Would you deny, really, that mistakes were made in the past year?
So I'm a woman. I'm talking on behalf of the Muslim Brotherhood. This constitution gained its legitimacy through the ballot box. Egyptian people went out there and gave it life through voting for it. And this is the main change that happened since January 2011. We now have a voting system. We have a democratic system, an institutional democracy that we all should be striving for.
So the army in Egypt has said that your organization and supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood have incited violence. Is there any truth to that?
I don't think there's any truth to that, because ever since the military coup took place, there are, as you mentioned earlier, there are hundreds of people who are detained and hundreds of people who are missing, including my brother. My brother is detained incommunicado. We don't know where he is, who is detaining him, what conditions is he kept in, are they interrogating him or not. We have no. And this is against his human rights. Hundreds of my friends and colleagues, even who are not politically affiliated or not labeled as Islamists, are also being detained, and there are arrest warrants against them. So I think the country is going down a very, very difficult or a very, very dangerous path.
Ms. Kazez, I mean, if you just look at the language today, the Freedom and Justice Party, the Brotherhood's political arm, demanded an uprising. This is the quote, an uprising by the great people of Egypt against those trying to steal the revolution with tanks. And other Brotherhood spokespeople have described those who died this past Monday as martyrs. I mean, isn't that kind of language provocative and dangerous?
I think the language that we're using is actually representing the amount of frustration present on the Egyptian streets nowadays. There are over 107 people killed in cold blood. It's just very, very difficult for families at a human level as well. So people are really, really upset. And the language that is used in the other way is the language of bullets and the language of, I don't know, of shooting peaceful demonstrators. What's happened now, I think, in Egypt is that some presidential candidates failed to win through the ballot box. And what they've done now, they came into power through the tanks.
I'm just curious about yourself, Mona. It is the Muslim Brotherhood. You're a woman and you're in the UK. How long have you been their spokesperson?
I've been a spokesperson ever since the crisis began. I've been with the Muslim Brotherhood ever since I was 16. So the Muslim Brotherhood is interesting because when I was 16, growing up in Cairo, I couldn't find any other organization really fighting against the oppression and the corruption instated by the Mubarak regime. I thought my human rights are being violated day in and day out by the Mubarak regime, and I wanted to join a group of people who would fight against this corruption in the most peaceful way and in the most ethical way, and I could not find a different organization than the Muslim Brotherhood. I'm a very, very proud supporter of the Muslim Brotherhood, and joining the Muslim Brotherhood during the Mubarak regime has brought a lot of pain to me in my life. When I was 21, I was refused to be appointed in a university position, although all of my qualifications brought, I was one of the best applying for the job, but the state police made sure I won't get that job. And this is the kind of oppression someone like me faced at a very, very young age. And I will never stop speaking publicly about the kind of suppression of human rights we've been facing. I don't think I'll be able to fly back to Egypt just because I've been publicly speaking against a military coup. And I don't know what kind of charge I'll be given, and I'm only 26 now.
Mona Al-Kazez, the Muslim Brotherhood spokesperson in Britain, thank you very much for your perspective.
Thank you very much.